We are in one of the most important conclaves of the history of the church, not just because it's our time, but because of how much and how large the church is and the issues that are at stake. Someone showed me the very website that possibly the cardinals themselves are using to figure out who is the other cardinal and how can they vote. Now, I don't know if they have access to this during the conclave, but they certainly did before. You may have heard of it already. The website is collegeofcardinalsreport.com. I'm going to walk you through and go through it kind of briefly to show you all the resources that are there, but it is incredible. You cannot watch this conclave without checking this out. This is an unbelievable website. Please excuse my son that's playing the saxophone in the background if you can hear that, but you know, you have to make these videos whenever you can. So you begin, first of all, you can go to a site where it's you click on conclaves, and it gives you an introduction, a brief history of electing a pope, papal qualities, history of the cardinalate, roles of present day cardinals. I mean, this is amazing. Otherwise, you'd have to look for separate videos for all of this. All of this is right here, just in this section. Then you can go to this section, the most interesting for us, where it has all the cardinals. It has every single one, 252, only 133 can vote. And you can set them by age. So for instance, the youngest one is 45. The oldest one is 99. He's non-voting, but he was created by, Benedict XVI. You can then sort them through continent, all the ones in Africa, or position if they're curial or diocesan, or otherwise, or who they're created by, or by voting status. And then you can click on each and every one of them to find out more about them. What's interesting is then you can sort, are they papable? And this one has 22 that they think are papable. These are most of the ones that people are talking about. For instance, Cardinal Raymond Burke, another one that's that has a lot of people, one that maybe is my personal favorite. Also, Dr. Taylor Marshall mentioned him, Cardinal Pierre Battista Pizzaballa. Great name, young, from Jerusalem, but he has an incredible record. I mean, this guy is really, really amazing, but you could go through all of those that are the most likely to be elected, and you could read through all of them, and then you can also go in depth a little bit more and click on them to learn about all of the specific things. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. You can go to where they stand, and they have a, so there's about 41 that they have here that they were able, presumably that they were able to interview, but that's a lot. That gives us a lot of choices, and it'll say if they're for an issue, against, not sure, or sort of indifferent. And these are hot button issues: ordaining female deacons, same-sex couples, making priestly celibacy optional, you know, the things that make the news, as well as things like, do they want to restrict the Latin Mass? So you can go there and see, where do they stand? So for instance, if you go to Cardinal Raymond Burke, he does not want to restrict the Latin Mass. If you go to Cardinal Pizzaballa, he also does not want to restrict the Latin Mass. American Cardinal Sean Patrick O'Malley does not want to restrict the Latin Mass. There's various others, and you could see that and think, okay, hey, you know, there's some interesting options here. Of course, Cardinal Robert Serra, being one of the most conservative with most of these, does not want to ordain female deacons, bless same-sex couples, make priestly celibacy optional. This is one of the reasons why he's one of the favorite among the conservatives. But you can go through all of these and see, what do they really think? And they have various issues, like about 10 different issues that they're looking at. Then you can actually go to an interactive map. This is, so I'm looking at this at like a, on a big screen. You want a big screen, because then you could really see what's going on here. And then you can zoom in, you can click on a section, and it'll show the number of cardinals. For instance, North America, 36, Europe, a total 114, but there's only 52 that are of voting age. Then you can click on Asia. It'll tell you the total number plus those that are voting age. And it breaks down a little bit who made them. Benedict, Francis, John Paul II. There's still many that are there. You can click on Africa, for instance, and see where do they come from, who created them, what type of cardinal they are. really interesting information. Then you can break it down even further, not just continents, but countries. So you can click on the US, Russia, Brazil, etc. Really amazing information. And then you go back to kind of the initial homepage. When you go to the bottom of the screen, and you scroll down, they kind of highlight some of the leading ones that they think, that top 12 of the 22 that are the most interesting to the news. You have some of these here, for instance, Perelin, Pizzaballa, Tegla, and others, Cardinal Robert Serra. These are the ones that are kind of the ones that people have on their mind. But some that you haven't really heard of, I've never heard of, Cardinal Arbolius from Sweden, Cardinal Ajik from the Netherlands, Cardinal Bo from Myanmar, and others that are maybe have certain experience that they may be likely to be elected, but we don't know here in this part of the world. And then as you go down, then you get to what can be really interesting, the about. So this is the information. So this talks about that this was an independent team of Catholic journalists and researchers. And, but this is a part that I want to read, because you want to see, why does this website even exist? Why is such a website necessary? A cardinal's most important task is to elect the next pope. But to carry out this primary function well, the cardinals need to know as much as possible about the person for whom they are voting. Later on, it says, this website therefore aims to help bridge that knowledge gap, assisting the cardinal's electors in a modest way in their discernment, as well as helping to inform media and anyone interested on who could become the most influential religious leader on earth. Then it talks about this website is not making any prognostications on who's going to be the next pontiff, simply putting the information out here for you to check out. So as we are watching the conclave to seeing what is happening, you can read about this and learn about these cardinals. Specifically, who can you pray for? Who should you pray for? Who are someone that you maybe want to learn more about to see what do they really believe within the realm of the Catholic Church? What are things that they've said? And more about this website and maybe ways to support it. My friends, I really hope that you found this helpful, because I think this is incredibly interesting, an unbelievable resource that we have not had, I don't think, in other conclaves. If you have found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and especially support it through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.